News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Budget airline Wizz Air launched an unlimited flight subscription service. A year's subscription will set you back €599, but would give you access to unlimited Wizz Air flights. On Friday's show, CEO of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, was not impressed with the move.
No, it's a bit of a marketing scam. I mean, A, it's €500. You can fly as often as you like, but you pay €9 every time you book a flight. And you can only book the flights 3 days before departure. So most of the flights will be full. There'll be no seat availability. It's an interesting marketing stunt, but that's all it is.
OK. Michael O'Leary...
People will still recognise that if you really want a low fare across Europe, whether in Wizz markets or in Ireland, you'll book Ryanair.
Eavan Moynihan, who is Chief Corporate and ESG Officer at Wizz Air, joins us now. You heard what Michael O'Leary had to say, a marketing stunt, a marketing scam, even, I think he described it as there. Your response?
Good morning, Ciara, and thanks for inviting Wizz Air. Well, the comments of Mr. O'Leary were not only provocative, but they were also inaccurate. So we have been overwhelmed by the extremely positive response to the new All You Can Fly membership, which in fact sold out almost immediately. So to give you the experience, it's a first of a kind membership for European travellers. It gives thousands of travellers hundreds of options for a one-time fixed price for 1 year, starting on the 25th of September this year. There are no blackout periods or restricted destinations, and we fly to destinations such as the Maldives, for example. There's no specific percentage of seats, so there's no catch. There are clear terms and conditions, one of which is that members can avail of the subscription and book their flight within 72 hours, so 3 days from the departure of the flight. And there's a small flat booking fee of $9.99 per flight. So really, this product is very much suitable for frequent flyers, not tied to a schedule, and those who want to save money.
Okay, and you're entitled to put out any product onto the market that you want, and if people want to buy it, you are. But in terms of what he is saying about the 72 hours, for example, beforehand, what's the current load factor on Wizz Air flights? I mean, how many seats might be available at any time within 72 hours of you flying?
So really, it depends on the flight and it depends on the route. And as with all of our flights, seats are subject to availability. But within 72 hours, it wouldn't be very likely that a flight would be sold out. Load factors are always closely monitored, of course, and it'll be clear to any of the passengers who are booking with the membership what the availability is.
Sure, and but what is the load factor? Because I know the load factor for Ryanair, it's 96%. So what's the load factor for Wizz Air?
It's between 90 and 95%.
Okay, so that would mean that coming up to a flight that there could be 5 to 10% of seats available to people who have bought into this system. The €9 flat, and I agree, it's a smallish fee, but how, I mean, what Ryanair would argue is you can fly sometimes on Ryanair for €9. So what is the average price of a flight on Wizz Air?
Again, it depends on the destination, but the average price at the moment would be between 70 and 100 euros. And we do have a standard admin fee for every Wizz Air flight. So this is just another small flat booking fee, as I said.
You said this is sold out. So is this unavailable now to customers who might want to still sign up to it?
Yeah, currently it's sold out. We haven't released the figures yet. And in terms of a decision of looking at another campaign, that's currently under consideration.
Okay. I have to put it to you, Eavan, you've been voted the worst airline in 2024 by Consumer Group, which is this a sort of an attempt for Wizz Air to gather customers who might otherwise not be keen on choosing them because of your record on things like punctuality?
No, I mean, this is something that's been in the running for a number of months. And of course, it's just another different innovative product which we are offering. So it's different, a different customer proposition. So yes, I know the Wizz Air survey, but when it comes to operational performance, Wizz Air's completion rate, so basically the number of flights that we complete and not cancel, is 99.5%. So we've invested heavily in our operational performance in the last year. And, you know, we've had a 50% reduction in flight delays from last year as well. So there's been a lot of customer improvement, and this is just another innovative product to help that.
And maybe lastly, for our listeners, does Wizz Air have any plans to come back to the Irish market? I know that many Irish people do use Wizz Air, but they have to obviously fly to another country in order to access your flights. Have you any plans to come here?
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't currently fly to Ireland, and Wizz Air, if you know it, is a growth airline, and we currently have about 220 aircraft, so growing to 500 in 2030. So we're always looking for new destinations and new markets to grow in. But unfortunately, Ireland currently would not be an attractive market now because of the passenger cap at Dublin Airport. So we wouldn't be able to deploy our growth strategy in such a restricted market. So it's a pity.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Yvonne Moynihan, Chief Corporate and ESG Officer at Wizz Air.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.